Andrew, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Andrew. This is Andrew, the guy, the spoiler guy with the empty part of the soul. I got to tell you why.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Wait, rewind 1 second. You're the guy with the who with the what now?
You remember I called in about the spoiler alerts, and he told me I had a hole in my soul, and I was an awful human being?
Oh, yeah. The guy who likes to spoil things for your friends.
Yeah, that's me. I got to tell you why.
Yeah, we don't care. You're a horrible human being, and I don't want to hear your voice anymore.
I appreciate it.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Sorry. I've been existing these last couple of days pretending you don't live anymore.
Did he just call you Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to get to me. Not going to work, buddy. I'm just Drew. Brad, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. Love the show.
Thank you, Bradley.
Yeah, I've definitely got an uptight wife. She's, when it comes to going out or anything, she is always keeping a leash on wanting to know where I'm at, make sure I'm home for dinner every night.
We
always eat at home, and she really doesn't like to hang out with friends at all.
Sounds pretty uptight to me. How often are you banging it out?
Oh. If I get lucky, it'll be a couple times a month.
Oh, no.
Oh. How long have you been married?
That's not good at all. It'll be 10 years in March.
It's only natural the frequency would fall off a little bit.
So what makes her uptight? Just the fact that she doesn't want to go out a lot, or she likes you to be home for dinner?
I just think she came from a family that is extremely nervous about everything. I mean, literally, they hear an ambulance and they're calling each other. Wondering if someone was in an accident. So it's kind of one of those situations.
That's awesome. Would you mind if we were to then execute a phone a friend by calling your allegedly uptight wife?
She's still at work, but you're more than welcome to try.
Yeah.
Hold on one moment, please, and Nikki will hopefully coordinate that.
It's for Sugar Ray tickets. She'll pick up.
Yeah. Oh, man. While we're waiting for that to happen, Kyle just hung up, and he has an uncut.
Wait, Kyle said he has sex once every few months.
Oof. That's brutal.
I don't think if people are having sex frequently, well, if they're not having sex, I just don't think, hey, my wife is uptight, so we're having sex all the time.
Right.
I think if you're not having sex, you're going to call your wife uptight, whether she is or not.
Might be a performance issue on the man's part.
True that. Like, if she's bitching at you all the time, it's going to be awfully hard to be like, oh, I can't wait to jump your bones. Gosh, you won't shut up about me cleaning up the damn living room. 727-579-1025. Who is this on 1025 The Bone? Hello? Caller?
I wonder if any woman would identify herself as an uptight wife.
I'm sure.
I mean, if you're uptight, you can admit it, right?
Yeah, there are some self-aware uptight people out there. Caller, who are you?
I'm Amber.
Amber, are you an uptight wife?
Yes, I am.
Answers that question. What makes you so uptight, and why are you that way?
Just years of experience, and I'm crazy and a bitch, I guess.
Crazy, uptight bitch. But you're married?
Wow. Yes, for 10 years.
Wow. And that is so crazy to me. Would you say your husband's happy in the relationship?
He better be.
Goodness gracious. How often are the two of you putting your private parts together?
More often than I'd like.
Oh, my God. Wait,
I love this lady.
So, wait, you reluctantly let him climb on top of you every once in a while?
Not given.
It's right. It says that it doesn't matter what the guys are doing.
Make him work for it, though.
What do you mean, make him work for it? What does that mean?
He has to sweet talk me and take me out to dinner sometimes, you know, or the beach. Just depends.
Throw a burger down your throat?
Yep. I'm a food girl.
All right. Man, do you enjoy sex, or is it something you just tolerate?
Absolutely. I enjoy it.
Okay. But
with two kids, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, with one kid, it is pretty crazy. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to see if you'll give your hubby's information to Nikki so we can phone a friend. But right now, if I'm not mistaken, it is time to phone a friend.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's phone a friend.
It's time to phone a friend.
All right, let's see. We had Brad, and now Nikki just hung up on Maria. Oh, she hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Did you tell her what we were going to talk to her about? Or?
Mm. No, I just asked her to go on air with us, and she said, as long as it's really quick, but then you were talking to the other girl, and she might have gotten a hint.
Oh.
Damn, those
hints. I'm going to try to call her back real quick.
Okay, well, do it.
I mean, she is uptight.
Come on, who wants Sugar Ray tickets?
Hey, it's Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, are you an uptight wife?
I'm not an uptight wife.
I'm divorcing an uptight wife, but I got a very chill girlfriend.
There you go. Uptight wife, chill girlfriend. Hells yeah.
Until you marry her.
Now, what makes your current wife so uptight?
She's miserable. She hates everything. She finds fault with everybody and everything. Like I said, I'm in the process of divorcing her.
All right, hold on 1 second for me, Chief. All right, you got her, Nikki? You got her on six? Okay, hold on.
Sorry, Nikki was typing. It said she was there.
I don't think she's there. Okay, we're sorry. So how long were you married to this young lady?
20 years.
20 years. And does she know that you're divorcing her, or is this going to be
absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She's fully aware that I'm divorcing her.
How is the frequency of your sexual activities with each other?
The uptight wife?
Yeah.
We went 7 years without any touching of each other.
7 years?
7 years, absolutely.
Is that when you acquired a girlfriend?
No, I didn't acquire the girlfriend until I decided I was going to end this marriage.
Oh. So for 7 years you did not have sex?
Correct, yes.
Like with nobody?
Myself.
That doesn't count. You're a nobody.
I was absolutely a nobody.
So, did you think that she was getting some elsewhere, or was she just not getting any for 7 years?
I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't getting something somewhere else. But as miserable as she was, I don't see where she would have been.
Did you try, or were you just so turned off by her horrendous physique?
It wasn't her, you know. I would constantly put it out there. Hey, you'll want to? And she would say, I wouldn't put it that way.
Right.
You know,
strong foreplay.
The terms, you know.
Right.
Hey, but put it out there. And she would say, oh, nobody wants to, you know, do a fat whale like me. And I'm going, hey, I'm putting it out there. I'm offering.
Is she a fat whale?
No, I wouldn't consider her a fat whale. Not at all. No.
She thought so.
But what kind of sea?
Yeah.
What kind of sea creature would you classify her as?
Would you say she's a narwhal, elephant seal? Would you say she's a pygmy whale, a right whale, beluga, a sturgeon?
I would just go with just a regular seal.
Just a regular seal, not like an elephant seal, but like a regular seal.
Not the big bull seals.
Right.
But just a regular seal. Yeah.
Just like a regular seal.
I'm going to look up how much a regular seal weighs.
You'd think
it's do,
7 years is a long time. You'd think you'd just like go get her drunk and, you know.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
Well, yeah, hey, trust me, I tried.
Take her on a cruise?
Three nights a week would take her out to get her drunk.
And then, did she get drunk? I mean, what happened?
Hey, get her drunk and no. Hey, Kevin, no. Still didn't work it out.
Well, are you in a better place now?
Female seals can weigh up to 331 pounds.
But she was nowhere near that, I can promise you that.
Sure, buddy.
do
you think...
Nice, chill girlfriend, our sex life is very frequent.
Good.
Do you think that she could take a break from balancing a beach ball on her nose and talk to us on the radio, or do you think that she would not?
As miserable as she is, she would refuse.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
I'll be glad to give you her number and see if you want her to try.
Nah, I don't want to insult her. Thank you. Plus, she'd just be like, ur. Okay.
Man. Seal. It's tough.
So, Amber, your husband is right next to you right now?
Yep, he is.
All right. Well, that counts as a phone a friend. Hold on 1 second.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's phone a friend.
It's time for a friend.
All right, Amber, put your man on the phone if you don't mind.
How you doing, Drew?
What's up, buddy? What's your name?
My name's John.
And John, would you say you have an uptight wife?
Most definitely.
How often are you having sex with her?
Oh, once every week or two, maybe. We're still quite young, though.
How young are you?
Late 20s.
That's pretty young, all right. And she said that you have to convince her to have sex or take her out and throw a burger down her throat. Is that true?
Oh, no. She wants a full rack of ribs.
Full rack of ribs. Goodness gracious. And what is she so uptight about? What is the number one thing that she bitches about that drives you crazy the most?
It was like you were saying when you were first talking, like if I'm at work all day, like I go work with my hands all day,
yep.
If I stop and get like a $2 meal from Burger King or something, she's going to freak out if she finds out about it.
Because you're trying to food, like, eat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Well, what does she want you to do?
Right, starve?
I suppose.
She's a beautiful girl. We're looking at her on your Facebook right now. She's very pretty. What are you pointing at, Nikki?
She's definitely pretty.
She has bitch face in this picture.
Oh. Nikki just called your wife a bitch face.
She has better pictures on her
profile. She does, but in one of her profile pictures, she looks uptight.
When we talked to Amber before, didn't she say that they're having relations more than she actually wants to?
Yeah. Do you feel like most of the times you're having sex, she doesn't really want to, and she'd just rather do something else?
Probably, yeah, like play on Facebook or something like that.
Oh, man, this is...
Let's pass the phone to her. Let's see what's better, Facebook or hooking up with her man.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give her the phone real quick?
Okay, hold on. Here.
Hey, Amber.
Hello?
Hi. I'm going to list some things, and you tell me if you would or would not rather be doing these things than having sex with your husband, okay?
Okay.
Going on Facebook.
All right.
You would rather do that, or you would not rather do that than have sex with your husband?
I would probably go on Facebook than have sex with my husband.
All right. Would you rather go grocery shopping than have sex with your husband?
Grocery shopping's awful with kids. Have sex.
Okay, she'd rather have sex than do that. Would you rather watch a movie on television than have sex with your husband?
Depending on the movie.
Okay, so that's
it. Yes, I love you. That, like, I don't know. Makes me warm for him, so gotta do him then.
Okay.
Would you rather listen to Drew Grabo live or have sex with your husband?
You could do both.
Do both. We've done it in the car.
Could you get it on right now in the car while you're listening to Drew Grabo live?
My kids are awake, no.
Knock them out.
I wish.
Give them the old Zanny the Nanny treatment.
No, I couldn't.
Would you rather go to a petting zoo or hook up with your husband?
A petting zoo.
Would you rather unclog a toilet after a stinky Mexican meal with your hands or have sex with your husband?
I'd bang him.
There you go. Oh, the love is alive.
That's his duty, though. Yeah, I'd have to do that for him to clean it.
Okay. Well, you guys.
You know how that works?
I do. You guys are awesome. Hang on one second. We're going to give you your choice of concert tickets. And thanks a lot for joining us on the phone, Amber.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I would encourage you guys to have sex a little bit more because you sound like a great bunch of people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. She sounds like the life of the party.
What's up, Heidi?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. You want to call up and defend wives out there?
I do. I think that some of us are still pretty chill.
I've
been married for 21 years, and to not get enough of my husband, we just can't get enough of each other still. So.
Well, that's super, but nobody likes hearing about stuff like that on the radio because it's gross.
I know, I agree. It doesn't make for great radio.
Right.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, no, and look, we like happy relationships. We just want the more compelling, uptight people, like this guy on line three. By the way, congratulations on being a chill wife. Sorry that got you booted off our phone line. But Brad, you have an uptight wife who never wants to have sex?
Yeah, that's correct, Matt. She called me on the landline from work to yell at me for the call.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. We spoke with Brad already.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Nikki was trying to get her on the phone, and
that's
I just got yelled at. So
that's
how tight she is.
All right. All right. Well, hold on one second. We'll see.
His wife was Maria, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're now in full circle.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Grabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
In the studio right now, a guy who I've been familiar with for a very long time, and it is an honor and a privilege to have a legend in the studio with us. I consider him a legend. They call him the comedian's comedian, and I couldn't agree more. Gilbert Gottfried, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, I'm a legend. That means I'll be dead before the interview's over. Yes. The last person who was called the legend was like Milton Berle.
No.
You know, it's
Man, it's great to have you here. I'm a huge fan. I caught you in, of course, Ford Fairlane, and you are responsible for some bizarre masturbatory activity when I was a teenager, and I will explain.
Yes. A lot of guys masturbate.
Right, not to you, but unintentionally. intentionally, when you hosted Up All Night on the USA Network way back in the day, you alternated nights with a young lady named Rhonda Shear.
Oh, yes.
Yes, who's now here in Tampa. And I would not figure out every week who it was going to be if it was you on Friday and Rhonda on Saturday. So I'd get the Kleenex and the economy-sized jar of Vaseline ready to go, watching Up All Night, because Rhonda would wear these plunging necklines, super hot blonde. And sometimes I'd be like, all right, Up All Night, here we go. And then all of a sudden, hello, welcome to Up All Night. It's me, Gilbert Gottfried. And I'm, no, what am I doing here?
So, and you go, oh, what the hell? I'll finish it off, but I won't be happy about it. Yes.
Well, why not?
I already started, so I kind of can't leave a job uncompleted.
So you're responsible
for
that.
I'll be angry about it.
I was very furious. It was hard for me to get over, but man.
So this is Underwear Friday?
Underpants Party Friday. Yes, yeah. It's somewhat of a tradition around here.
Yes.
Seth, you have your underpants, or are you?
I decided that I would leave my pants on for Gilbert, but if he wants me to take them off, I definitely will.
No, I'm quite fine. But the girl, I don't know.
Danielle,
met me at the elevator in her underwear.
Nice.
And apologized for the way she was dressed. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, like I'm sure a lot of guys are really complaining.
No one complains about your Batman underpants.
I got to work today and I realized that I'm going to be meeting Bert Kreischer and Gilbert Gottfried in my underwear at the elevator. So it's just, sometimes I feel a little bit unprofessional when I realize that I'm at work in my underpants.
I'm really angry at your unprofessional behavior. I want to complain to management.
He's furious. Yeah. Gilbert will be at Side Splitters Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. SidesplittersComedy.com or 813-960-1197.
You've been doing your Gilbert impression all morning long. Why are you stopping now?
That's right. I have. I don't know. I consider it somewhat of an insult to try to impress. I don't know. Do an impression of the master when he's right here in the studio with me. Is that solid? Is this the worst impression you've ever heard? No. The worst impression I've ever heard is the current voice in Affleck. But that's a
if you could do all that over again, would you have still sent the tweet that cost you the Affleck deal?
Well, it's a funny thing. It's like, of course I feel bad about losing a job, but it's like the idea that I'm supposed to feel bad about making a joke.
Right.
You know?
It's what you do. Yes, you're a comedian. Yeah. It's not like they signed up for a guy who's a G-rated comedian and all of a sudden you hit him out of left field with an offensive joke.
It's like from Casablanca. I'm shocked.
They knew what they were getting into when they got you. Is anything off limits for your comedy, Gilbert?
No. No. Obviously not. Or I'd be a much bigger star today.
Gilbert, do you have anything to say about this latest tsunami that happened in Japan?
Yeah, there was one this morning.
It's like, I think God is just screwing with me now. It's...
He's trying to cost you Aladdin Part 4.
Yes, if I'm not supposed to be making these jokes, why is he giving me these setups?
That's a good point. You can follow Gilbert on the Twitter machine. He is Real Gilbert, again, at Side Splitters Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow.
We need to do a prayer with Gilbert for Hanukkah, since it's starting on Saturday.
He's Jewish. Yes. I'm half Jewish, and I know that you are Jewish as well. Would you like to engage in a little Hanukkah prayer?
Yes, but also my website's GilbertGottfried.com.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's Baruch Atoy Adonai. For me, it doesn't get any better than that. Two things Gilbert does: the Groucho Marx impression and the Hanukkah stuff is just great, man. You are a legend. What is it like for you to sit in on a show like the Howard Stern Show? I've heard you on there so many times, and Howard—that's
the greatest stuff ever.
It is, and he genuinely thinks you're funny. You can tell that he has an appreciation for your work. Not many people have that kind of access. What's that like for you, Gilbert?
Oh, that's strange.
It's got to be, right? And he came and visited you in the hospital when you were ill.
Yes.
There's no comedians that could say that.
Yeah. He and Robin.
Both visited you in the hospital.
Yes.
How's your health now? Are you okay?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you seem to be the picture of robust health.
Yeah. You look at me and you go, wow, this guy.
But, well, I mean, you're in the hospital and in come Howard and Robin. Did you know they were coming? Was there a huge security clearance? Was it like Barack and Michelle Obama visiting you?
Yeah. Yes, because when they were coming in, they said, the black president is here. And I thought, that's very odd, particularly at that time when Reagan was in office.
Oh, man, that's great. And Gilbert is, again, at Sidesplitters Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. Go out and get tickets. He was the voice of the Aflac duck until 2011. When an unfortunate joke about the tsunami cost it. I know you're one of the first comedians to make a public joke about 9/11 after that happened.
Oh, yes.
Irreverence is very important to me as well. I think, we should be able to laugh at everything. We all die, and I don't hold death in any sacred place. If you can't joke about death or anything, what's the point of living, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it's I love these people who say, well, you know, tragedy plus time equals comedy. And yeah. I figure, why? What? Like, people make jokes about the Titanic now.
Yeah.
And I feel like, those people didn't die on the Titanic.
Right. Now that all this time has passed and all the survivors have passed away, now it's okay to make a joke.
Yeah. I want to know why Danielle's the only one walking around in her underwear.
It's better that way.
Because I have a feeling it's not underwear on Friday. I think they just told her this. I think it's one of these things. And you know this is Grab Your Ass Friday too, right? Yeah, you're familiar. Oh, it's a tradition at the station.
Sure.
We've been doing it for thousands of years.
It's a good thing you didn't show up on Finger Blast Tuesday. I'll tell you that much.
That's not true. That's not a real day.
Things would have gotten really awkward then, that's for sure. I mean,
this is Squeeze Your Breast Friday. You know about that.
Breast Exam Monday. I want to run a tweet that I sent earlier this week by you because this seems to be right up your alley.
Yes, Gilbert, he pulled this down, by the way. He received pressure and he deleted this tweet.
I deleted this, and I think this is right up your alley. There was a girl, a 39-year-old female in the Tampa Bay area. She committed suicide after suffering from persistent arousal disorder. She literally always was aroused. Already I know that he's going to be sympathetic. I know. She had persistent arousal disorder. She was always... She was always sexually aroused, and she frequently masturbated to the point of not pleasure but pain.
The feeling.
she committed suicide over it, and a local newspaper columnist had tweeted that she died, and I retweeted it, and I said that she rubbed herself out. Now and then I felt bad because the newspaper columnist told me I was a horrible human being and blah blah blah. I get the feeling that that's not off limits for you. That was an okay joke to make.
Hey, if she killed herself because of masturbating,
yes.
I would have hung myself years ago.
And I would have been well hung at that.
I'm slashing my wrist as we speak.
All right, I don't feel that bad about it anymore.
You should. Ooh. Are you crying, Drew?
I am.
I am too.
Oh my God!
Again, can we do another break at all? Or?
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you okay, staying with us for a little bit?
Yes.
All right, good. We'll be right back with more of Gilbert Gottfried.